producer to go and action with a little fucking chalkboard clipboard thingy.
I don't have one. Action.
Well, hello. What's up, world? Welcome to funkshoptv.com.
Word.
This is our first web podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Can we say fuck?
Say whatever you want.
You can All right. Fuck, shit, ass, dick.
So I'm Biggs, one of your main guys, characters for this show. That's Sean over there. You'll see him in the other camera. What's up? Sean. We call him the Rain Man. A lot of people call him other things, but we're not going to talk about that here. Maybe another episode.
No.
Today's guest is Mr. Christian Matthew McConaughey stunt double, Ray Jones.
Ray Jones.
What's up, Ray Jones?
Pretty good. Nothing much.
Should we call you Ray Jones or should we call you Christian?
You can call me whatever the fuck you want to call me.
Daddy.
Daddy.
That's it. For the rest of the show, we have to call him Daddy.
Daddy.
So we've decided to do this show so we can get some stuff off of our chest. And a lot of people get mad because we type so much stuff on Facebook that's controversial. So we just kind of decided to take it to another level and bring it right to your face.
A whole nother level.
Forget about the book. It's coming right to your face. So we've got a few things we're going to talk about today. But first, some actual real introductions. Mr. Ray Jones, why don't you go ahead and tell us why you're here, who you are, what you do, and your shoe size, all that other stuff that the women want to hear.
My shoe size is actually very small. So for me being 6'8", it's pretty small. It's only a size 13.
I thought you said 14 the other day.
Well, 13, 14.
Okay.
He's lying.
Okay.
I'm a fucking liar.
So tell us something about you.
So my name's Christian Ray Jones. I am 21 years old. Lived here in Vancouver all my life. Got two older brothers, Taylor and Levi. Just a small...
Shout out to Taylor and Levi.
For sure. Ray Jones.
Ray Jones.
Same last name.
Not to be confused with Mike Jones.
DJ Flick the Bean.
I was talking about the other Mike Jones.
Oh, Mike Jones. All right. Yeah. I'm in the Army full time.
Salute.
Thank you. Thank you. Fucking thank you.
I respect it, man.
I appreciate the support.
I absolutely respect it.
Appreciate the respect.
For sure. I thought about going into the military one time, but the Navy wanted to recruit me, and they decided they were going to put a gun on my back and throw me in the water as an aircraft carrier. But I just...
That's fucked up.
I couldn't do it.
That is fucked up.
So you're in the Army. What's how long have you been enlisted?
I've been in since I was 18, so roughly 3 years.
Okay, you're done, still a baby. You're a pup.
Oh, yeah. Still a youngin.
For all you MILFs out there, you're drooling now. I know it. But
Cougar Town.
We won't name any Cougar names, Town. But I'm sure there are some.
There's a few.
My phone is vibrating the table.
Oh, I couldn't even turn your phone off.
So you've been over there. I always call it the sandbox, but I don't know if that's derogatory for anybody that's fought in the military.
Call it what you want it. We're over there fighting, and that's pretty much it. Everyone gets these crazy views on what it's like over there, and for the most part, the people there are extremely nice. The hospitality is amazing. It's just like it is over here. There's those groups that make a bad name for the place.
Okay.
So, you know, all those people that hear the shit on the news, it's not like that. It's, you know, there are parts over there, like in Afghanistan where I'm going, that are straight shitholes. I'm not gonna lie about it. It's fucked up, but you know, for the most part, it's nice. It's not like a vacation, but it's...
Could imagine.
For sure.
Now you're going back for your third time here in a couple of weeks. Have you been to the same place each time?
No, my first tour was in Kuwait, and second tour was in Islamabad, and then this will be my third, and I'll be going to Al-Falani, Afghanistan.
Are you nervous?
The nerves aren't really a factor anymore. You know, I've been through it a couple times. There are still nerves. You can't get over them 100%, but you know, you know what to expect now, being through it before, you know, so it's not a surprise anymore.
Gotcha. Well, on behalf of myself and anybody else that claims to be patriotic, I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Because that means a lot to me.
The support is all I need and all I want, so.
Without people like you, I wouldn't be as free as I am, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Sean.
What's up?
What's happened with you?
Same old shit, man. Not a whole lot.
You know, I hear people say same old shit all the time as terminology. Can you actually tell me what does that mean? Because I think your shit is different than Christian shit.
Yeah.
Probably.
Christian shit is probably different than my shit. So when you say same old shit, can you elaborate on
and
that?
And a side note on that is I've never taken two shits that look alike. So I can't, there's no reference.
Mine are identical. Every single one.
You guys, when you get done, do you stand up and move the toilet paper out of the way or do you just not wipe?
I stand up and look at it before I wipe, and then I sit back down.
Yeah, you turn around, take a picture of it before you wipe.
So you can analyze it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's just like, you know, those selfies of naked women. You know, they...
But first,
you can't have
dirt. Let me take a selfie.
I mean, yes.
Would that be shitty?
Is that it is a picture of a shit. But you don't want dirty, shitty toilet paper ruining the picture.
Exactly.
So you take a picture first.
Has to be clean
and then you wipe your ass.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Gets out of control.
It's like those girls that clean their room before they take a selfie in the mirror.
Most of them don't do that. Yeah. I've seen the background in selfies, and there's some pretty horrendous shit.
Well, ladies, step up your fucking game.
Clean your room before you take a selfie. When you got wads of dirty underwear on the floor and you can see that there's a used condom over there in the corner and your little kid's playing with it, stop it.
Or you're 21 and your 16-year-old kid is twerking in the back because she's taking a selfie.
So she popped out the kid when she was 6.
I'm not good at math.
Okay. So any women that have had a kid at 16 or at 6... make sure the kid is not in the background when you're taking your selfie. Yeah. So back to the original topic. What is the same old shit? Elaborate. What's up in the world of Rainy?
I'm just doing the same things I've been doing. Well, pretty much. I've been doing music production and food cart and doing filming and everything else.
Food cart. If you haven't been there in Portland, Oregon, to the Sausage Shack.
It's real good.
Oh, it's hands down some of the best food that you can eat in Portland. Definitely.
For sure.
I like to think so.
I'm trying to go on a diet and change some things because I'm getting a little older and I'm becoming more conscious about my health. So I haven't been there as much as I used to, but back in the day, I could handle eating there every single day. I didn't have a problem with that.
I don't know if I could even eat there every single day, but I'm there a lot, so can't eat the same
food. I imagine when you're cooking it, you don't want to you don't want to eat it all the time.
Doesn't matter where you work or if you're making the same food all the time, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, there's some talk going around on Facebook, Sean. There's this little
always talk.
there's this little buzz going on.
Pencil dick.
That's you. We can talk about that in a minute. You posted something about you have a crush on somebody, and everybody wants to know.
Oh, well, I've been kind of keeping it a secret.
Well, I think it's time to let the world know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? We'll talk about it.
Maybe it's more than one person. You never know.
Well, let's get into this.
Well, then you would have made that statement plural. You said I'm crushing on someone right now.
Yeah. That's, you didn't say I'm true. Crushing
not
on
multiple people.
I'm crushing on an army.
Yeah. Well, a plethora.
Is this somebody that could be crushing on you, like literally?
No, not literally.
Like if she was on top, would you have a hard time breathing?
No, I mean, unless she was like 500 pounds, but...
Did I say that? Was that not politically correct?
No, that was right.
Okay.
No, she's of the smaller size, or at least not of crushing my body.
The fun size.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun size.
Little cushion, but nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? So
Sean, why don't you tell us her name?
I don't know. I don't know if I should.
Are you really, like... You're trying to feel it out and slow play it to see if she might have a thing for you?
I don't know, really. You know... Maybe there's probably more than one, to be honest.
Oh?
So.
Player.
Gotta keep my options open, you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand that.
For sure.
Completely understand that.
I mean, I've had a few little long-term relationships they've fucked up, so.
Yeah, I've been married before.
So, you know, I can't exactly just jump into some shit right now.
I think I'll get married again someday. I really,
hey, it's better to be cautious, you know, going into something than fucking trying to rush shit, so.
Exactly.
I'm down to spend the rest of my life with somebody, but I'm never going to get involved in the same fiasco that I was last time. That was ridiculous.
Well, I'd hope we'd all learn from our past mistakes.
Now, a lot of my friends say everybody needs a starter wife, so I got mine out of the way. So, ladies, I'm good now. I'm good.
Shit. Golden.
Maybe I should have got married then.
You probably should have.
Just marry somebody you don't really care about for the first time. And then get it annulled. And
all right.
Maybe that thing with somebody that you were going to get married to, you were engaged to a couple months ago, can become a reality for a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that could happen. Casey.
Just do it.
Oh, he said the name. Casey Hatfield Green.
Couple months, whatever.
Okay.
Play it out, you know. Nothing wrong with her. I have no problems with her.
Right.
Never did. Just, you know. Sometimes, you know, people get...
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
That's one way to put it.
I mean...
It's true.
Anything with tits and vagina is a little nutty, but we all have our tendencies. Yeah. You know, be a little crazy sometimes. For sure.
I'm crazy, that's for sure.
Christian, do you have any crushes? I know it's tough. You got to go back to the sandbox. You can't... You don't want to dive into a relationship knowing that some girl's going to be here and... Like, if anybody says they're going to wait for you, we know that's not really necessarily true.
For sure.
It sounds good.
It's hard to do, you know?
Notebook was a good movie.
Yeah.
So was Dear John.
Touche. I don't know if I've seen Dear John.
So is Green Mile. That has nothing to do with it.
That has nothing.
So is Jungle Book.
No, I mean, I try not to get too attached or too committed before I leave. You know, that's kind of, I see that as being selfish, you know, asking for a girl to wait, you know, so I'll never put a girl in that position.
Put a girl in?
Are we talking about relationships or
the position, period, in general. Are there any positions that you won't put a girl in?
I'm too big to be doing that 69 shit standing up, so...
Oh, you got that super long upper body torso?
Yeah, I mean, the girl will be in my belly button. And
you're licking her knees?
Yeah, I don't feel any pleasure getting my belly button eaten out.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. No, but I mean...
I used to put peanut butter in my belly button so the dog would lick it out.
Did you?
I kind of like it.
There is a girl. I don't know if she'd want me to say her name. Can I put her on blast?
Sure, why not?
I'll go first name basis. Katie.
Is that KT or KD?
KD.
Oh, okay. 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 And what about this girl?
She's chill. I mean, she knows my my situation. She knows a little bit about me.
What's her favorite candy?
Oh. She likes all types of candy. I mean,
she's got a thing for the candy man, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out Quiz. Big ups.
For sure.
Quiz is out there doing his thing, man. I can't lie.
That's a true story.
I can't lie.
I respect his grind. He's definitely a businessman.
He's an entertainer.
Definitely.
I'm real impressed with where he's gone. But that's we'll get him on a show one of these days just so we can boost our ratings. Because this guy's got fans up the asshole, so... When we decide we need some new ratings and some like 15 and 16 year old girls watching our show, we'll get Quiz on as a guest.
Or people branded.
Back to this this Katie girl. Tell me more about her.
Tell you more about her? I mean, you know, I've only known her for a little bit, so I don't know. You know, I don't know too much about her, but she's cool to hang out with. There's almost no drama with her. You know, she thinks like a man, and it's a.
Is that a good thing?
That's a very good thing.
Okay, I'm just checking.
That means there's no fucking games, no games being played, you know. And, you know, she's no drama. She gets what I have to do and where I have to go, and she's not pushing anything. And so that's kind of that blessing in disguise. That's what I needed before, you know, going away. So.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
I had to get a little heart-to-heart right there.
So are you... Diamonds are much cheaper over there. You gonna bring one home with you or something?
It's too soon for that.
Okay,
for that marriage talk.
Just checking. You're talking awfully highly of this girl. Well, I'm awestruck right now, kind of.
Well, weren't you really awestruck shocked. when you saw her all cupcaking?
No, I wasn't. And I've been trying to pretend like I don't know who this Katie girl is because I'm trying to keep it inconspicuous. But I really wasn't surprised.
You weren't?
No. Not at all. I mean, she is a cool girl. I've hung out with her a lot, so I don't have anything against her.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's really down to earth. I like almost.
Can you cue some violin music right now? I feel like we're having an emotional moment. It's not even almost. Like we're way past Valentine's Day,
I know.
This is getting all...
And this ain't no April Fool shit, so...
Dude, you're totally killing my mood, because we're about to talk some shit about some people.
We are. We're still going to talk shit about
okay,
people.
Okay, good, good.
I can switch it just like that.
Popped Molly, I'm sweating. Well, that's cool, man.
What about you, Biggs? You got any women or woman in your life?
In my life, particularly, other than my mom, no. You know, family people. I've got some very good women in my family, but as far as like a relationship thing, I'm not there with anybody yet.
No?
No.
I mean, you just got to take your time sometimes.
Can't
rush it.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. I like what my life is doing right now.
For sure.
And I don't want anything to derail that. I've got some big plans that I'm working on and some projects that are coming up, and I don't want a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, I've always looked at it this way. You know, sometimes being selfish in a relationship is sometimes the best thing. You know, you got to work on yourself. You got to make sure you're squared away and right before you can be with someone. So
before you can Eiffel Tower them.
Before you can France.
Now, can you take a girl to France when you're like seriously interested in her? Because that involves another dude. For those of you that don't know Eiffel Tower, I just learned this not too long ago. But it's like when you have a guy here and a guy here, and they put their hands up in the air, so they're like this, and you got a girl bent over in between them.
And one's blown and one's taken.
Yeah, you can't do that with a girl that you actually care about, though.
No. Because girls want to cuddle and kiss afterwards, and if you're on the ass end of it, then you're kissing some other guys.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Hey, that can't happen. No, thank you.
That's horrible.
That's for more of those party girls that say, oh, I want a threesome. I want to have fun.
Speaking of party girls, do you know any personally that just kind of get down and get around and do their thing?
Yeah. Can I put it on blast?
You're about to leave, so you can say whatever you want.
Carrie Inman.
Oh.
Party girl.
You know, I've known of Carrie. I know the Inman, certain people in the Inman family for years, for just sure. From working in the club industry, and I've never, ever been disrespected by any of them that I know of.
No, I mean, you know, situations happen, and I ain't going to go into too much detail because I don't want to ruin her character or do anything like that. She's a great girl.
You're really trying to get this show a lawsuit.
She's a good girl, and you know, there's a big age gap between us, and I think that's what played a big role in us kind of taking our own separate ways.
Age definitely can be relative.
I mean, she's 33 and I'm 21. She's at a whole different place in her life than I am, so, and that, you know, that's nothing to be bashing on or nothing to be bad. So it's just, you know, different parts of our lives.
Yeah.
I'm still what people consider immature and still in that kid phase. You know, I'm 21 and she's got her shit together.
Okay.
So to speak.
Sean, it seemed like you were about to interject something. Do you know somebody that's kind of living wild and free right now?
Right now or just
in general? Anybody you want to put on blast and say you should probably slow your roll and quit being a groupie hoe?
Yeah.
Tamara.
Okay.
Oh.
That's Tamara, for those that don't know, that's his ex.
Yeah. I mean, there's, let's just say there's videos online, so if you want to look them up.
Is this one I know about?
I think so.
If you want to look them up, that really, I mean, people aren't just going to go Google search Tamara and hope that they're going to find her videos.
No.
Yeah.
They got to have a little more information than that.
Do you want to indulge that information?
I don't actually, not at the moment. But, okay. But there's videos out there. If you look hard enough, you probably find them.
Respect that.
Well, okay. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. That's good for now. Until she starts firing shots at Funk Shop TV, and then I'll get those links and I'll share them with the whole world.
And I'll do it over in Afghanistan, too.
Because we don't play games.
Everyone will fucking know.
And if somebody, just so you guys know, if anybody comes at us and starts running their mouth, I'll be the first one to put you back on blast. Front and center, in front of the whole world, I have access to dirt on almost anybody that you could think of, and I'll get it. Sean, real quick, did you realize that there's a memory card right in front of your arm?
Yeah, I know.
Is that supposed to go in the audio recorder?
No, I got a different one in there.
Right? Okay, good.
I put 16 gig in.
I just wanted to make sure that this conversation that we're having right now isn't all for no reason.
No,
for sure.
That's just a backup recording anyway.
Cool.
So we got two audio recording.
Wow.
So
producer's going all out for this thing.
I know. He's prepared.
Okay. What's next?
You tell me, Biggs.
I know you have some topics set aside, don't you?
I do.
Do you have any topics, Sean?
I don't. I'm just...
you don't?
I'm just pushing buttons, bro. That's what I do.
Well, you can push people's buttons by bringing up topics.
It's true.
Well, there was... I've been posting on Facebook once in a while trying to get people to interject and give us some stuff to talk about. For sure. And people are afraid. I think people are afraid to give us things to talk about because they know that... Generally, whatever Sean and I talk about something, we take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And we just, yeah. we don't hold back.
Yeah. We get a lot of friends that just like us or friend us just to watch our conversations.
We definitely, our Facebook conversations are a lot of people's entertainment, which is sad. You guys, if you want to be entertained, come out to the club sometime. I'm at the Q every Thursday and a lot of times on Fridays and Saturdays. Come and hang out with us in the real world. We're not like we are on Facebook.
No.
If we had friends, you could ask us, but.
Wait a second, yes, we are.
What?
Well, if you know us really well, then yeah.
Don't come out to Denny's when we're on our eating grind, because.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you really know us and you're hanging out with us and you go out to eat with us, we're on the same kind of conversations.
Yeah,
but we don't put people on like specifically on blast or say like, especially you. You like to tag 9,000 people in something that is absolutely irrelevant.
That's a true story.
We don't just do like we'll talk about life and like the person walking by. We enjoy life when we're out in the world. But it's a lot different than what the kind of people Facebook makes us out to be.
You're right.
Shouts out Andrea. I've had to censor myself a lot over the last few months because I've got a publicist that's watching everything that I do now. To remind me, look, you're in the public eye. You're a public figure. You should think twice before you do and say a lot of things.
I don't give a shit. I just say what the fuck's on my mind. Just so you know,
we're a lot different.
Yeah.
In that aspect. Yeah. So, and it's done me a lot of good. You know, I definitely catch myself before I put somebody on blast and hurt somebody's feelings like I used to. Because before I didn't care. I've been picked on my whole life. And I've learned to deal with it. And I think everybody else should learn how to deal with it too. There's no child left behind. Everybody's equal is bullshit to me.
Yeah,
I think it's horseshit. Yeah. I believe in first place, second place, third place. I believe in striving to excel and getting what you work for. If you're not going to work at all, but you have somebody in the classroom that's working their ass off, you don't deserve a C because they decided they wanted an A and you wanted to fuck off.
Right.
So
I agree.
I believe you reap what you sow, but that comes from kind of a biblical place, and we shouldn't talk about that here.
Because then emotions get involved.
Judge me, I dare you.
Fucking judge him.
Go ahead. You can't hurt my feelings, I promise.
No. If you do, he beats you up.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not a violent person at all.
What would the publicist say about that?
About me beating people up?
Yeah.
She would say he's got other people that'll beat people up for him.
Like the dude sitting next to you?
She knows. Yeah. She knows. Yeah. I don't like violence. I really don't. Like, I'll do it to protect people. I used to love to fight, but I hate it.
Yeah. Like I've told many people, any situation, any altercation can be talked down, you know, 99% of the time with using words.
Right. I agree. I don't like to hurt people.
Intoxication or not, anything, you know, it can be talked down using words.
Plus, when we get to our age, like, we don't always want to fight.
Right.
Just because our age.
But when you're my age, I don't always want to fight, but I know that, well, shit, If you're gonna act like a fool, then I'm gonna put you in your place.
Right. Right.
Fair enough.
Like, can we refrain from the our age stuff?
Oh, my bad.
I'm going through a midlife crisis, starting to. I've got a birthday coming up, and a lot of people are pushing me to celebrate, and I kind of don't want to. I kind of just want to stay home and watch Shameless and Jungle Book and eat popcorn and cry to myself. But
it's gonna suck that I'm not gonna be here for your birthday.
I am disappointed. I'm definitely disappointed. What's celebrating a birthday without Richard's baby's daddy?
God, dude. Can we put Richard on blast right now?
Well, you are his baby's daddy, right?
I'm not. He thinks I'm a good-looking dude, and, you know, more power to him, but I'm not that. I don't swing that way.
Are you sure?
You may think so.
Well, you may put off those vibes as to so once in a while.
See, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. That's why I have no problem, you know, making other people feel really uncomfortable.
Okay. Okay.
So when I start teabagging your shoulder when you're sitting down and you kind of get all tense and shit, that's just me saying, hey.
That doesn't bother me. I played sports and locker room stuff. That seeing another guy's junk doesn't bother. Yeah, no. That doesn't bother me at all.
But some people are very homophobic, and to anyone who knows me, I'm nothing against each his own. Everyone's their own person, can live their own life. But I personally am not homosexual.
Okay.
And again, that's probably not a topic we're going to talk about.
No, I think we should talk about it for a second. That's a very controversial. I'm willing to bet that almost every single one of our episodes will touch on this subject a little bit because it's a little touchy subject. No pun intended.
Yeah. No pun. No poon intended either.
Well, women can be gay, and there's so that would be okay. That's part of the No Child Left Behind. It's like now because everybody's on the same playing field as far as sexual orientation and preference.
Yeah,
I understand that. Okay, if you want to live your life a certain way, I'm not going to be somebody to tell you not to.
Right.
But don't judge me for what I do if you're going to do that.
Right.
And don't expect special rights.
Right.
Like there's people that flaunt it now. Because it's accepted, and now they think society owes them something. Like, you got the freedom you wanted. We don't owe you anything.
And then they hold it to the same standards as that, the race card, right. about slavery and shit. There's no comparison at all. It's, it's all oppression, but there's no comparison.
Right, absolutely not.
And that's what pisses me off when people try to compare it. You didn't have to go through half the shit that was going on during slavery. So don't try and hold yourself to the same level because you're not.
Right.
You're on a completely different level.
And now Miss Obama is really pushing the kids eat healthy thing and changing the diets in schools. I understand that there's technology and medical advances that tell us what to eat to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I've been very large my whole life. Should I pull that card?
No.
I was born this way.
Right.
Should I scream that every time somebody calls me a fat ass and I want to punch him in the face?
No, because then, then it just becomes a statistic.
Right.
Everyone can pull it.
Right. Bottom line, be who you are. Live up to it. Own it. And if somebody doesn't like you for the way you are, just ignore them.
Yeah, you shouldn't change yourself because of someone else's opinion on you. You should make that a very personal thing. If you're going to change yourself, if you're going to make differences in your life and positive changes. That should be a self thing.
Right. Shouldn't be for somebody else.
No peer pressure there. So.
Right. And society standards and judgmental procedures is disgusting. Like people think because I'm a large guy, I need to date large women or I can't date an attractive woman. I'll date whoever I want. The beauty of the life that we have is freedom of choice.
Right. And so individuality.
Absolutely. If we all thought the same and looked the same and ate the same and acted the same, we wouldn't be sitting here having a talk show about it because there would be nothing to talk about. It'd be boring.
Definitely.
So, power to the people. Was that racially motivated? I don't know. Like, power to the people. Both hands. I don't know. It's all just peace, love, happiness, and chicken grease. Everybody just get along and we'll all get along.
I heard that.
Except. Don't do that to your hair.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because that is hideous.
Whatever. I do it just to piss people off.
Well, it worked.
And then Gary Valentine will feel like Chris Paul. Everyone's fucking copying him.
I don't even know who Gary Valentine is, so I'm going to have to Google search that.
I just showed you a picture of him.
Oh, that guy.
That's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary Valentine.
I get it. It's hideous.
Shout out to Gary Valentine.
I don't mind.
It's I hate. It looked like Doc from Back to the Future with somebody just dropped a fucking Easter egg coloring kit on top of your head.
Turn it to 88.
Sweet. I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Hey, we just talked about no discrimination or anything like that. So if you're okay with it, then we're okay with it.
Whatever. I'm still not okay with it, but do you? Because if I walk into a room and I see, guys going at it, if I see it on TV, even if I see girls going at it, let's be honest. Did you catch that? I don't appreciate it.
No.
I don't want to see a guy and a girl going at it.
But I think that's that you know, religious upbringing that we both have had. You know, like you said, we're not going to get too much into the religious, but in the Bible, it does say, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin.
Right. Well, the Bible's been kind of thrown out of our country. And
for sure.
Taken
out of schools, taken out of...
People can believe what they want to believe. I don't necessarily put it into a biblical context. I believe in the same way. Right. But for me, it's personal choice and preference. Don't throw it in my face. Yeah, you guys can do it. It's socially acceptable. Right. But I don't want to see a guy and a girl going at it in public. No,
it makes me feel extremely uncomfortable too.
Like, guys get excited when girls are kissing girls, and that's your thing. It's not mine. It's definitely not mine.
The reason people are together and the reason people get together is for the purpose of reproduction. That's what we were made.
See, I disagree. I'm going to get together with somebody because I fall in love with them. Well, not because I want to have a kid.
In the beginning, you know, people were getting married to each other.
I was joking.
Were you?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Oh. All three of us just looked at the door. Hi, Tarisha. Hi. Tarisha just walked in the room. She's one of the new roommates. She's good people, except... no, I'm not going to put that on blast.
You're not?
Well, no, we'll have her sit in on the next show.
For sure.
And we'll talk to her a little bit, so she can put herself on blast. We'll let her get her some liquor in her first. She's got to get some drink.
She has the bottle
drink
right
in
now.
Her cup. Drink in her cup.
It's so peachy.
No, she's got the strawberry.
Oh, she got the strawberry?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, I got none. I didn't get none.
Because you didn't get it. I bet she would pour you some if you asked her nicely.
Would you pour me some? Whatever. Just something.
Something in something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pour it straight into his mouth.
No, I'm good with that. I don't want just like... It, yeah. Yeah, that works.
Do you have any Rockstar in your can?
No, I'm out.
You're out? How many do you think I have in the fridge?
I don't know.
A lifetime supply.
We should be sponsored by Rockstar.
We really should be sponsored by Rockstar. Keeps us going. Do you want a cup or do you want a wine? Cup. What? Yeah, cup it. So, speaking of Katie, let's back to the Katie topic. I was back asking, how do we get so off track?
I don't know.
So I was asking people on Facebook... Like what kind of things we should be talking about and discussing.
Yeah.
Katie had a very interesting topic.
What's up?
It was how long, when you're being courteous, because people don't do that very often around here anymore in this country. You go to many other countries and they are far more courteous than we are. But definitely. It's funny because we're one of the countries that was so big on it.
Yeah.
Like, common respect and morals and all of that stuff. But it doesn't, speaking of Katie, holy
shit.
Buckets.
This
Katie
asshole.
Just walked in. So, Katie brought up a topic. How long do you hold the door open for somebody when you're being courteous and you're just opening the door for them to go in a public place?
When do you know
when to close it? Like, you hold the door open for one person or two people, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of people expect you to stand there and hold the door open like it's your job.
I think it comes to an age. You know, if they're older, there could be a line of 100, and I'd hold it for them. But if they're, you know, if they're 14, 15, hold your own damn door.
Okay.
I'll hold it for one or two, but after that, I'm slamming that shit.
That's just rude of you.
What do you think, Sean?
Courtesy.
How many people or like how long?
Yeah. How do you figure out? Okay, when is it my turn to walk in?
I don't know. I just kind of do it for a couple people, or it depends on who's there, really. To be honest, like you said, I mean, if it's disabled people or I don't know. Just, I think
women,
air,
women,
honest.
Right? But then women. don't you have to live by the women and children first? But you obviously want to hold the door open for the elderly because you want to give them respect. But then it's women and children next, so you have to wait until there's a guy your own age ready to walk through the door before you decide, okay, I'm done holding it.
I think it's also respect from a child standpoint too. If you're 15 or 16, respect your elders,
even if they're 17 or 18.
Sit your ass down and hold the door.
Okay. Okay, I can live with that. I can definitely live with that.
Right.
I think when I was that age, I was holding the door for everybody. Like, because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I made a pretty good doorstop anyways.
Me, Brooke.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Neanderthal just walked in the room.
Yeah.
Hi, Brooke.
Is that a 40 of Corona?
It's a, like a 32, 22. It's too big to be a 22.
Yeah.
24? Can I get a Corona 24?
I didn't know they had them.
I didn't either.
Like she does, though.
I know there were 24-ounce cans. You guys pick good timing because we're all done talking. Oh, we're not done talking about them.
We're not?
No, we're going to talk about like the Neanderthalness of Brooke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're next.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're not talking about the branding.
Oh, so it's going to edit out the fact that we're not talking about the upside down question mark tattoo? It'll get chopped up.
Shout Don't out worry. To the Candyman.
Candyman.
I'm not chopping any of it out.
That's fucked up.
You'll chop me up, asshole.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't swing that way. We just discussed that.
You sure?
Positive.
You got really uncomfortable.
Richard's baby's daddy.
No. No.
How we doing, kids?
Good.
Sean, you've been awfully quiet over there, dude. I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
No,
like
it's, that's fine. I'm just making sure we aren't clipping anywhere and doing my job over here. I'll interject. Just ask me. If I have something to say, I'll say it.
Give us a topic.
Yeah, what's next
dude,
topic?
I have picked every single topic so
Don't
far.
You have a
I
list?
More.
You have a list, right?
Kind of. Okay, anal sex. Is it okay or not?
Oh.
Katie would...
let's not... We got to pretend like the audience isn't here. This is supposed to be... We've already fucked up enough.
Anal sex.
Yay or nay?
To each his own. You know.
Or her own.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all for it. Whatever, you know.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, if you know.
Does that, since you say I'm all for it, does that mean you're a giver or a taker?
I'll let you think about it.
I don't want to think about it. That's why I'm asking.
No, it just depends on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on.
So it's definitely a her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, depends on her mood, whatever, you know. I'm not opposed to it, is all I'm saying.
I personally think it's disgusting.
That's what a shower's for, bro.
It all depends on what
the women's rules are. I mean, obviously, if they don't clean
themselves. You know, that's there's a lot of things that could happen in life. That's what the shower is for is not an exact answer for that.
No.
Like, you can, it doesn't matter how many showers or baths you take, you cannot wash your morals.
Everybody has their own morals, I guess.
To me, that's just dirty.
You know, each their own.
Dumpster diving is just absolutely...
Did you say eat your own?
I said each.
Oh, okay.
Each dude, if I could bend down there, I'd probably never leave home, but I wouldn't be licking my asshole, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't either if I... You know what I'm saying?
That's why God made us
now,
a certain set of rules.
I have talked to a lot of friends that right before they bust a nut, they said it is absolutely fantastic if their prostate gets tickled. Like, they like their girl to shove their finger up their yoo-hoo while they're ejaculating. Have you ever had that happen?
I've never had a finger in my ass.
Have you ever had that happen?
No.
I can't say I have either. But.
For me, personally, just talking about myself, it's an exit, not an entrance.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to talk about earlier. It's all about the girl's rules. If she wants to put her finger in my ass, in order for me to do
just looked it, over at Katie like she's in the room or something.
In order for me to do it to her, then we'll just keep it legit.
Okay.
I don't want nothing in my ass.
Cool.
But can you honestly say, like, if you were super drunk or something like that?
No. No amount of alcohol. Honestly. I get clenched.
All right. Well, fair enough. What are you looking at me for?
I'm waiting for your take, dude. I know you kind of gave it, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, it just kind of depends.
Yeah, would you take a finger up the poop chute if she wanted to make you nut harder?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, probably not, but, you know.
Yeah, you would.
If I'm only 35.
Probably
so.
Not, but I don't know. It says, yeah, I fucking would, but I don't want to say it on camera.
No. Otherwise, I'd just say I wouldn't, but... It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only 35.
Does alcohol have to affect
that? I'm just saying, like, you know.
Only 35. Like, dude, you've been with more women than both of us combined.
It's true. Yeah.
So that whole only 35 is well, stupid.
I mean,
what does only 35 mean?
You're a fucking sexual wizard.
It means you have a lot of room to go, or it means you've already been through your experimentation phase.
I think a person experiments all through their whole life.
There comes a day where it just doesn't work anymore.
Well, that's true, but there's medication.
That's another topic I wanted to talk about.
Viagra.
Or male enhancement. As I hold my microphone like I'm stroking it. Any male enhancement pill. Everybody's seen the commercials. Like if you get
Extends.
Any of them.
Yeah. Cialis.
Sean, you know there's like a dozen. You've tried how many of them?
All of them.
A handful of them.
I've tried a few. I won't lie and say that I have.
Wait a minute. A handful of them at the same time? Or
of times I took probably too many.
You can count on your fingers how many you've taken.
I couldn't tell you how many I've taken in my life. Hell no.
Well, there are some that definitely work.
I'm not saying that I need to, but sometimes you just want to enhance the experience.
I think this show will end up getting sponsored by some, but
probably.
But here's my point. Like, if you take one of those things and it gives you a 4-hour erection, every commercial says, if you have an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours, please consult your physician or doctor.
Or if it causes temporary blindness, how big are these things getting that they're poking out eyes? What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Okay. But if you have an erection that lasts 4 hours, are you really going to call the doctor and say, hey, my dick has been hard for too long?
I don't know. I think that's an embarrassing topic to talk to a doctor about.
I don't.
To be honest, like...
I'll just ice that shit.
Do you know how they let it down?
They drain the blood.
They drain the blood.
No needle is going anywhere near.
Or an incision.
No. Porn stars.
And then they squeeze it so the blood... That's just disgusting.
Yeah, porn stars inject shit in their dick. Like some of the porn stars?
No, I get that.
Basically the same thing, but just...
For all that don't know, he was a fluffer a couple years ago. That's how he got into video production.
No, not really, but...
And that's how he also got that hairdo.
It's a whole nother story.
Donkey show. If I have an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours, the last person I'm going to call is the doctor. The first person I'm going to call is
a chick.
Right. Like somebody that I know thinks that they can put it down and be like, yeah, I put this down, fucker.
Yeah.
I dare you.
It'll walk funny.
Do you have any names for any specific people you'd call?
I'm not going to put those out here. No.
No?
I did date this one girl that can suck a golf ball through a straw. So I'd probably consider giving her a call, but then if I called her, all of my friends would fucking hate me for life. So no, I can't call her.
Oh.
There's a few that I've heard rumors of that just get around and they love dick, but I'm not going to put them on blast either.
You probably don't want to go to them.
Just kidding. Just kidding. No, I don't want to go to them. But I am going to go down a list and make drunken phone calls and say, look, I've had an erection for 6 hours. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Fuck getting a needle or an incision.
I think I'd try to skip on that.
I'd rather walk around with a Cabbage Patch Kid in my pants.
Just put some ice on it.
A southbound monkey fist?
Yeah.
A purple-headed yogurt slinger?
Yeah, that. I'm not going to ice it either.
You're not going to ice it?
No.
When I was taking roids, because I was in my accident, and when my hips were healing, I did injections of roids.
Okay.
It was completely prescription. All legal. I'd wake up with fucking morning wood and I'd have to ice that shit.
Is that why you put up that picture, the diagram last week of the positions that you have to pee in when you have morning wood?
Yes.
That shit's funny.
That is hilarious.
I'll put up a picture.
You really had to ice it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Cause you couldn't get it to go down.
Well, I'm fat and I'm aging, so I never have to worry about the ice cubes with a hole in them. I could just put like 4 of them on there. We're good to go. But
apparently mine looks like a boar's heart. So
I've heard that. I've heard that from Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Like it's all
fucked up,
deformed and shit. Looks like a lump of cauliflower in your pants.
Wow.
Like a wrestler's ear.
Cauliflower. Got cauliflower dick. He's been rubbing it too much.
Nope.
That's kind of weird because I have a lot of friends that use...
I thought he was going to say, that's kind of weird because I have a callus from rubbing it too much.
No. I have a lot of friends that use steroids and I've never heard that experience from that. So.
Well, when I switched to HGH, which is, for anyone who doesn't know, human growth hormone, it helped out a little bit, but...
Wasn't side effect, it wasn't bad with HGH?
No.
What was causing that?
I don't know. It was just a chemical imbalance in my body.
No, what steroid were you using?
It was, It was acetamine, which is it's the lightest dose that you can take, and I was taking one ICU every 6 or 7 days. So,
one intensive care unit every few days.
ICU, that's what they call it.
I don't know what that means.
It's a dose in the syringe.
Okay.
Like something centimeter unit or something.
Like milligram.
Something.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Not sure what that means, but.
Did you rage? Like, did it make you angry? Like,
no.
There's so many like stereotypical faux pas about taking steroids.
I mean, I think it's all personal too. It's yeah? How it reacts to the person themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely true. More about the person. Like, if you're an asshole already, it's just gonna make you more of one.
Yeah.
It doesn't just turn a nice person into a dickhead.
I don't know anybody that is an asshole by nature. I think everybody chooses to be.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if they have a more tendency.
Except Katie Ring.
Yeah.
Asshole by nature.
Asshole by nature.
But, basically, I think.
Yeah, her name in my phone is kind of an asshole. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Her who? Because remember, she's not here watching this right now.
Katie.
Katie.
Okay. With a D, not a T.
All right.
Huh?
We have headphones in our ears, so we can't really hear what you say. We can just kind of tell that you mutter.
Yeah.
For that, that's not here, and I'm just speaking out in a random space. Hi, camera.
Nothing.
Marijuana does that to me.
Gets you hard?
Like, no, no, it makes me want to fight.
Oh. We're talking about the rage.
Yeah. Like, different chemicals affect different people in different ways. When I'm drunk, I want to love everybody. I want to be everybody's best friend. But when I'm high, I want to fight the world. That's why I don't do it.
Or when people poke fun about your weight.
Yeah,
Because I
can walk away from it now. I did the other night.
It took a couple people.
Nobody had to put their hands on me. I was like, okay, I'm going to the car.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It was self-control there.
10 years ago, nobody would have stopped me. No. I would have ripped his fucking head off and shit down his neck. But no homo.
No homo?
No homo. So we've covered anal sex. We've kind of covered how long you hold the door open for somebody.
Yep.
I still want to know who Sean's crush is.
So do I.
That's interesting. So do I.
Because you said we'll come back to it.
So when you posted, I have a crush on someone on Facebook the other day, were you just doing that with the intent of seeing who might be interested in knowing?
No.
So you were playing games.
So you already had.
I always play games.
You already had someone in mind?
Well, of course.
You just wanted Facebook to know it?
Pretty much. It asked me what I'm thinking, you know. So.
That's like jacking me off and not letting me come. That's just teasing.
I know. Yeah. It's part of the fun.
Or telling me that I can do anal if you put your finger in my ass first. It's fucked up.
Sometimes you just have to take it.
No, you don't roll with the punches on that one.
Sometimes you just have to be the catcher. Sometimes the pitcher.
Sometimes.
And by saying it's just the pinky doesn't help.
And I'm never the catcher, so there's no sometimes when it comes to catching. My ass is too big anyways. You can't get to the brown star. I don't care how well you're hung.
The brown starfish. The cat's ass.
Not getting anywhere near it.
Yeah.
Do you have any weird human tricks?
Human tricks?
Yeah, like, anything awkward that you can do with your body?
You're gonna make me show the hands, huh?
I don't know. What's with your hands?
The fucking hands.
That. that is the goofiest. What time? How much time?
Like at 50 minutes.
How long is this supposed to be?
Whatever.
People are going to watch the whole fucking thing. You're going to chop like 20 minutes out of it anyways.
Not really.
Actually, no. It's been pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to chop a lot out, if anything. Especially that. Leave that in.
Great. Fuck my life. I quit. So yeah, your weird finger curvature. Is that like for her pleasure or for yours?
Both.
How do you... I
didn't find out about it until I was like, you know, 7 or 8, 9. I don't know the exact age.
So you've had it for that long, though.
Yeah. I've always been double jointed, just didn't know about it until then. My mom had slammed my hand in the fucking door, and it bent and didn't break. And she opened the door again, and my hand was stuck like that.
I'd freak out, dude.
And
like, if that was my kid, I'd freak out.
Yeah. She was scared.
So did you use that to your advantage when freaking people out?
Oh, yeah. It's always been a good bar trick.
Does it help you get to the spot you need to get to when you're going into the Brown Star?
I never.
Is that why Richard calls you his baby's daddy?
Probably.
He got that curvature. Yeah. He got that curvature. I could hear him saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, do you have any funny human tricks?
Not really.
Just fucked up hair?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Do you have any weird human tricks?
No, I'm fat and amazing, so I have a really small penis. It's not my fault. You get what God gives you. Like Dwayne says.
He also said, smile, you're white. Because apparently I was grumpy the other day.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson said, smile, you're white?
Yeah.
He did. That was kind of funny.
Huh. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But. He said, why are you grumpy?
Well, we're running low on time. Should we...
just cut it to the next... close it up and then we'll start another one.
But we didn't do the literature part.
What literature part?
The modern music is literature part.
Okay, we'll do it next one.
I thought we had to do a different song every episode.
We'll just start it on the next one.
Okay. Fine. I quit.
That was very loud. I'm still wearing my headphones.
You gotta take this out. Take this out. Say goodbye. Sign out. I quit.
You don't quit. Oh. This is your show. I'm just a guest. Sean, take us out.
All right. If you want to check out next episode, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Shout out to Sean. Yeah. Shout out to Biggs. Shout out to me, I guess.
Until next time.
And Candyman.